Mercy High School has a long tradition with the arts, and it has been working to expand that over the last couple of years. The school has just begun a new partnership with a wonderful local group that will help in achieving that goal. Good morning and welcome to Maryland Today. My name is Jeff St. Pierre, and joining me today to talk more about that partnership are Christina Knapp, co-founder of the Charm City Players, and Mary Beth Lennon, president of Mercy High School. Good to see you again, Mary Beth.
I'm so happy to be here with you today, Jeff. Thank you.
Well, why don't we start with you telling us just a little bit about Mercy High School.
Mercy High School is a private Catholic college preparatory school for girls located in Baltimore City, just inside the city line, right outside of Baltimore County. And it's a very fine college preparatory school. We've just graduated a class of seniors that have achieved more than $10 million in college scholarships.
That's amazing.
We are so proud of those seniors.
We were talking a lot about college off the air before the interview, and we don't have to get into that, but we did say that you are a graduate of Mercy High School. So how does it feel to go from that as a student and now be the president?
That's right. I am a 1985 graduate of Mercy High School. Very proud of the education that I received, which prepared me so well for both college and graduate school and for my career. And it's just really wonderful to walk the halls, to see the girls, to be with them, to make the changes and be part of a really extraordinary Mercy community.
Now, Mercy High School has been taking really big steps to increase the presence of the arts on campus. Why don't we talk a little bit about that, what you've been doing over the last couple of years?
We have a magnificent performing arts space, the Harry and Jeanette Weinberg Auditorium, which seats 660 participants, audience members, and it is really a first-class space here in Baltimore City. And what we're doing is really inviting the community in to be part of the arts program at Mercy High School.
And last year, you opened up a partnership with the Hunt Valley Symphony Orchestra as well.
They have just completed their first year. The Hunt Valley Symphony Orchestra had a wonderful full program of choral offerings and symphonic music that really brought in crowds of people. Our Christmas spectacular was simply amazing and played to two packed houses.
Oh, that's awesome. Why is it so important for Mercy High School to be increasing these offerings for students and the community?
The arts are so important to all of us today, and certainly as part of a liberal arts education, we want our girls to be exposed to just really the very finest in the arts, which we think touches the whole heart, expands the spirit, and really gives meaning to all of us.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Hunt Valley Symphony Orchestra not only relocated to Mercy High School, but they also work with students as well. Why don't you talk a little bit about that partnership that you have?
So the executive director of the Hunt Valley Symphony Orchestra and the co-founder, Gregory Lauer, is now our director of fine arts at Mercy High School. So he's working on a daily basis. He is teaching our madrigals, our choral group. He is directing the instrumental music, and he is overseeing our total fine arts offerings in a really wonderful, coordinated way.
We'll talk more in a little bit about how this partnership has been growing over the last year, but you've also just begun a new partnership with the Charm City Players. How did this come about?
Greg Lauer is a man who just has wonderful connections, and the Charm City Players were looking for a new home in Baltimore. Greg worked with Christina Knapp and her husband Steve to build a partnership that has brought benefit both to Mercy Girls through this very unique partnership and to the greater Baltimore community with really outstanding productions.
Well, let's learn more about the Charm City Players. Christina Knapp, the co-founder of the Charm City Players, is here. Tell us more about this group.
Yes. Hi, Jeff. Thanks for having me. Charm City Players was founded in 2013 as a nonprofit performing arts group. We are Maryland, D.C. and Northern Virginia's best family theater, and we strive to bring affordable family entertainment that the whole family can enjoy. Someone that's 3 years old to 103 can enjoy.
Why is it so important for you to focus on that family atmosphere?
The community really lacks something that is geared towards the family. We're parents of a five-year-old, and when he was probably about 6 months old, we saw a show in Florida, and it just didn't appeal to everyone. Mm-hmm. Granted, who takes their six-month-old to the theater? But we wanted to expose him early on. But when we came home, there was nothing that we could expose him from three on, say, you know, which is a good age to bring to the theater. So we decided now is a better time.
That's amazing. And I really think that you've found something there, too, because I've been thinking about it. There are a lot of theater options in the Baltimore area. In fact, I think the arts are a very important thing in Baltimore. But you're right. When it comes to just strictly family atmosphere, there aren't that many options out there. So where have you been performing since your creation?
So we've started in residence at St. Timothy's. We were there until this summer when they had to close the building due to construction issues. There were structural problems going on within the building, and they're waiting to renovate. And we looked and looked for a place, and then we called Mercy High School, and Greg was wonderful and said, hey, we're looking for a theater in residence, so why don't you come here? So we did, and it's been a marriage made in heaven.
Why is it such a good partnership for you to work with Mercy High School?
It's perfectly located. Mm-hmm. It's probably, what, 5 minutes from Towson? It's 5 minutes from Loch Raven. I mean, we have such a burgeoning arts community within that little geographical area there. So it's just worked out to be, it's wonderful. I can't really say enough.
Well, I know that the selection process of which shows you decide to do, that does play a part in how you pick a family-friendly show. But what else makes your performances so family-friendly?
So as soon as the people walk into the lobby, our patrons are greeted with costumed characters. There's free face painting. It was something that we thought, hey, this is a way we can give back to our patrons and say thank you for patronizing us. Thank you for being part of our family for 2.5 hours. We a new offering that we've got is tea parties. Okay. So you can have a tea party with our Ariel and her friends. We're doing the Baltimore premiere of The Little Mermaid right now. So before the show, you can have cookies and cupcakes and fruit and veggies with Ariel and Prince Eric and Sebastian and all of their under the sea friends.
Well, Christina, something that you weren't able to do before is offer classes. So I see that you have some new options out there now with your new location. Let's talk more about that.
So to start off, we have our Imagination 101 Summer Camp, where our campers are going to be doing a full production of Disney's The Little Mermaid Jr. to coincide with our main stage production this summer. So the little kids will get to assume the roles of Ariel and Ursula, something they normally wouldn't get to do if they were doing the main stage production. Starting in the fall, we have our start classes, which are basic drama, voice, dance. So they'll get all three disciplines of the arts, and they can take those on Saturday afternoons. And we also offer Broadway Connection Master Classes, which people from the touring companies who are working in the business come and teach our students or anyone in the community who really wants to take these classes for a nominal fee. They can come and learn from professionals working within the business.
How do you get the professionals to come in and be a part of this?
It's a partnership with Broadway Connection in New York, and they send the performers from the tour companies to us.
Oh, that's great. That's a really good deal. And I know that you also have some offerings that you're going to be working with the students as well, right? You want to touch on that really quick?
Sure. This semester, I was very, very honored to join the faculty at Mercy High School, as well as my husband, Steve. I taught women in theater, so I got to give my girls, I had 16 amazing women who just graduated, I got to give them a history of women in theater from ancient Greece to present day.
Well, Christina, if somebody listening wants to find out more about how they can take advantage of one of these classes or maybe to buy tickets to the show, where should they go?
They should go to www.charmcityplayers.com. If you're interested in coming to the show this afternoon at 2 p.m., you can give us a call at the box office at 410-472-4737.
I'd like to welcome Mary Beth Lennon back in, the president of Mercy High School. Something we were just chatting about is the partnership that the Charm City Players have with the students at Mercy High School. There are special classes the students can take advantage of. How do you really feel like they benefit from having this opportunity?
Our outstanding academic offerings are really enriched by having these very highly qualified practicing professionals in the arts right on our campus every day at Mercy High School. Christina and Steve Knapp with Charm City Players, Greg Lauer from the Hunt Valley Symphony Orchestra are practicing artists who bring their skills, expertise, and experience into the classroom, offering what is absolutely a unique experience for our Mercy girls.
And why do you think the Charm City Players are such a good fit for Mercy High School?
Well, first of all, Christina and Steve Knapp are outstanding people and highly qualified. And that's what we're looking for as we continue to build our faculty always. The offerings of the Charm City Players are family friendly and really reach a broad community. And with our campus location, our magnificent facility, and our ample parking, it just makes perfect sense that the Charm City Players would find a home at Mercy High School.
Well, since I do have you here, I just heard about a sizable donation that came your way. You want to talk about that a little bit?
We were so blessed this spring to receive a magnificent $1 million commitment from Baltimore philanthropist Mary Catherine Bunting. And with that gift, she has helped Mercy on a journey to become an international baccalaureate school. And the international baccalaureate is really the gold standard in education used in more than 140 countries in the world. Mm. And when we become recognized formally as an international baccalaureate school, we will be the only Catholic girls' school in Baltimore to achieve that recognition and to offer that program.
Oh my gosh. Well, what does that provide the students at Mercy High School?
Really, that provides the students with what is a first-rate, world-class education mm-hmm. that really focuses on student-centered inquiry, an interdisciplinary approach to learning, and a program that really sparks a love of learning for students of all abilities, not just, of course, those top academic students who absolutely love school. It's really for those freshmen who aren't quite sure where they're going to mm-hmm. find their passion place. This is the program that does that. And at the end of the day, it is really recognized by the top universities and colleges in the world.
Well, Mary Beth Lennon, president of Mercy High School, it's great to have you in here talking about everything that's going on with the school, with the students, and everything that you're doing. If somebody listening right now wants to find out more about the high school or different opportunities that you offer, where should they go?
They should go to www.mercyhighschool.com.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for coming in here. It's great to see you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Christina Knapp, co-founder of the Charm City Players. You mentioned earlier that the Little Mermaid performance is happening. There's one today at 2 o'clock this afternoon. But how long is this running for?
We run through July 17th.
Perfect. So if people want to find out some more information or get tickets in advance, they can go where?
CharmCityPlayers.com. And tickets are only $15.
And there was also a number you gave earlier for people who might be interested in going today.
You can call the box office at 410-472-4737, and you'll get me. So just ask for Chrissy.
And there are so many things that you're offering for the local community and for the students at Mercy High School. And the website, is that a great place for people to go to if they want to find out more information on that as well?
Absolutely. If you go to www.charmcityplayers.com, you can find information on all of our wonderful arts programs, our Imagination 101 summer camp, our start classes, and our Broadway Connection master classes. You can find it all online at our website.
Perfect. Well, Christina Knapp, co-founder of the Charm City Players, thank you so much for coming by. I wish you the best of luck with this new partnership and everything that you have going on. It sounds like a wonderful thing you've got.
Thank you so much, Jeff.